Trumos Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet 6-4. The Mishnah continues to consider the consequences of the illegal consumption of Truma. Here we consider the possibility of the requirements that we've discussed already regarding the repayment of Truma and the potential Chomish payment. And if you couple that with the Isurim, the prohibitions of stealing, and you have stealing in terms of Geneva, that means you steal from another person, and the Pasuk there says that Yishalom Shnayim L'Re'ehu, you'll pay back a double to your fellow from whom you stole, which both says that under certain circumstances when one steals, he has to pay back twice the amount he stole. It also says that it goes to Re'ehu, one's fellow, which comes to exclude property of the Beis HaMikdash. That is to say, if a person steals property from the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, there is no kefel, double payment, the word kefel meaning the double payment. So when one steals from a Jew, in general, he has to pay a double payment, kefil. When he steals from the temple, he does not pay the double payment, but instead, there's a separate Isra in the Torah called Me'ila. Me'ila, the misappropriation, or in this case, the theft, really, of temple property. So when one does Me'ila, he has to repay also Keren and Achomesh, like Truma. But it's distinct from Truma. It's similar to Truma, but different from Truma. So the Mishnah will consider what happens if you steal a Kohen's Truma, and we'll also consider what happens if you steal Truma that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So each thing in its proper time. First we say, Hagonav Truma b'lo achla. If a person steals Truma from another Kohen, but he didn't eat that Truma. So now, the normal rules of eating Truma b'shogeg don't kick in because he didn't eat any of the Truma. So therefore, it's just a generic theft. And since it's a generic theft, the requirements are when one is gona, if he steals, to pay back a double payment, kefil. So that's what it says here. Mishalom tashlumi kefil, you have to pay a double payment, demei truma, based on the prices of truma. Now that's referring to the fact that the going prices, as you've seen already, for truma, for a given item, is less than the same going price when it comes to a non-truma item. So for example, if the going rate on wine is $10 a bottle for regular wine, so Truma wine will sell at a fraction of that price. The reason why is because good old-fashioned supply and demand. First of all, there's less demand for Truma wine because the only people who can demand it are Kohanim. Non-Kohanim can't drink it. Therefore, there's a smaller population who wants the Truma. In addition, even a Kohen would rather have Chulin to Truma in as much as he can't drink his Truma wine when he's tummy. So he'll be tummy from time to time, and then at those times he couldn't drink the wine, so it's less attractive to him. In addition, there's this embedded liability when it comes to Truma that it could always become tummy. And if it does become tummy, even on accident, of course, so then the Truma can't be consumed. The Kohen can't drink it at all. So it's much more likely that he'll never get to drink this wine. For all those reasons, the value of Truma for a given product like wine is lower, a fraction of the going price for non-Truma items. So here we're saying that since when the thief stole this bottle of wine, it was Truma wine, but it didn't cost the usual $10 per bottle, because it's not Chulin, rather it's Truma, and therefore it costs, for argument's sake, $6 a bottle. So when he repays back the kefil payment, he'll have to pay back both the wine and an extra $6. The going price of Truma, that's Demei Truma. If he has it around, meaning he stole the bottle, since he didn't drink it, let's say he just is returning the bottle itself, he could return the bottle of Truma wine and add $6 payment. Or if he doesn't have the bottle, let's say he lost it, or he sold it, or whatever it is, it fell down the drain. So then he'll have to pay back the financial equivalent of the bottle of wine he stole, but that's $6. And then he's paying a kefil payment, he'll pay a total of $12 back to the Kohen. That's what it says again. Hagonav Truma v'lo achla. If one stole Truma but didn't eat it, so the Chomish obligations don't kick in, and therefore Mishalom Tashlumi Kefil, he pays a double payment, Demei Truma, based on the prevailing prices of Truma. So in our case, for example, I said 6 times 2 is 12. Now, achla, if he did consume the Truma. So now we have the requirement to pay Kefil plus the obligation to pay Chomish, because consuming Truma requires one to pay Chomesh. In addition, when it comes to repayment of stolen items, you have to pay back, you can give back the item if you have it, Or if you don't, you pay the financial equivalent, plus you add a second payment, a cable payment. When it comes to eating truma, there's a requirement, as you've seen already, to repay chulin musukanim. You have to pay back with foodstuff itself that's been fully tithed, and then that repayment becomes truma. So in our case over here, if a person stole a bottle of wine, for argument's sake, and it was truma wine, so then he has to repay back, he has to get a, he can't pay the $6 in cash for the keren payment, the principal payment. He has to get a nice new bottle of chulin wine, and then give that to the kohen, along with an extra chomesh payment. So if, for argument's sake, in a bottle of wine there are 4 cups of wine, he'll have to give a total of 5 cups of truma wine back to the kohen. 4 is the keren payment, the 5th is the chomesh payment. Okay, and that's what the Mishnah says here. He'll have to pay back achla, if he consumed the wine, mishalem shnei karanim v'chomesh. He'll have to pay back 2 principal payments and a chomesh payment, meaning he pays 1 keren payment back for the fact that he has to reimburse the truma, a 2nd keren payment back that he has to pay a kafel payment, in addition the chomesh, because he consumed the truma and he needs kapar for that, as the pasuk says. And therefore the Mishnah says, keren v'chomesh minachulin, the 1 keren and the chomesh payment must come from actual foodstuff. He has to give actual wine, which will become truma again if it's wine that he took. The keren de me truma, and a 2nd keren payment based on the prevailing prices of truma. So again, my example, he'd have to give back, if he drank 1 bottle of wine, which had 4 cups of wine, and let's, for argument's sake, say that the going price of regular wine is $10 a bottle, but this wine was truma wine, therefore it's only worth $6 a bottle, so he'll have to pay back 1 bottle, which is 4 cups of wine, as a keren payment, add a 5th cup of wine as the chomesh payment, and pay back another $6, which is the kafel payment, which is financial in nature only, also back to that kohen. Okay, now that was if what was stolen was a truma food that was drunk and also stolen from a private person. What about if it was a property that was stolen from the Beis HaMikdash? So how could that happen? Let's say you have a kohen, and the kohen had some truma, he had this truma bottle of wine, and he said, you know what, I want to give it to the Beis HaMikdash as a gift. So when one gives, and he wants to give it specifically as Bedek HaBayis, he wants to not give it as for korban material, he wants to give it so that the Beis HaMikdash could have it in his gift shop and sell it and get the value of it and, you know, use it to pay for the cleaning services of the Beis HaMikdash, whatever it is. So that being the case, we say here that this, what was truma becomes hektesh. What was privately owned truma by a kohen becomes property of the Beis HaMikdash. And when one steals property from the Beis HaMikdash, there is no kafel payment, but misappropriating me'ila, it's called, of Beis HaMikdash property does carry with it a chomesh payment which is distinct from the chomesh payment the one has to pay for consuming truma. So here we have a story of a person that's ganav trumas hektesh. A person stole hektesh that was truma that had been given to the Beis HaMikdash. V'achla, and he consumed it. So now he's got to pay 2 chomeshes. 1 chomesh for the fact that he ate truma nitz kapara, and 1 chomesh for the fact that he consumed and did me'ila. He misappropriated, in this case he drank property that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, this hektish wine, so that's the Mishnah. But there's no kafel payment. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Mishalim shnei chamashim v'keren. He has to pay back 2 chomesh payments, 1 for me'ila and 1 for eating truma, inadvertently, assuming, of course, this is all shogeg. And he has to pay a keren payment back as well, and that's the usual stealing and consumption of truma requirement. So that will mean he'll have to pay back the keren and chomesh payments that will have to come from chulin, because he has to reconto the truma, plus an extra chomesh payment in addition, and that's for me'ila, and the chomesh payments for the me'ila could be in cash, but it must be based, again, on the value of the hektesh, meaning the truma, and not the prevailing prices of chulin in general. Again, what it says here, he is mishalim, he pays back shnei chamashim v'keren, 2 chomeshes and a keren payment, she'ein behektesh tashlumi kefil, because since the pasuk says that you pay back the kefil payment, yishalim shnayim l're'ehu, to your fellow Jew, excluding the temple. There's no payment to the temple, and therefore there's no kefil payment to the temple. So in this case, I had now where he drank this $6 bottle of wine that was given as which is truma, which was given by a kohen to the Beis Hamikdash. So then he'll have to pay back a bottle of wine plus another cup of wine plus yet another cup of wine, or the financial equivalent of one more cup of wine, we said, because that chomesh payment can be made in cash, which would be, if the bottle of wine is worth $6, an extra chomesh, which is $1.50, to the Beis HaMikdash.